Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
All right.
Yeah, that is what's up. Welcome to Friday, everybody. Archive Friday. Going deep. All the way back to 2008, when we had to had the opportunity to talk to what I think is a real legend. Andy's in on this one, and you can hear it in his voice too. We got a chance to talk to Morgan Freeman, fabulous actor, way back then, and here it is. Here's your Archive Friday from the Morning Buzz.
And the hotline is ringing.
Sure, after doing this movie, that Morgan Freeman must have his own little bucket list.
Well, we're going to find out any second now, because he's coming online. Mine, while we're waiting for him, mine would be to write a book.
Yes.
I want to write a book.
Yep.
Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
What an honor, sir.
Thank you very much. I'm doing very well this morning. How are you guys?
We're doing okay. I'm very, you know, we talked to a lot of folks, Morgan, I got to be honest, and this is, I'm really excited. And I wonder if sometimes, you must get this everywhere you go. I wonder if people can be normal around you.
Yeah, most do. Most are what I assume is normal, you know. You meet someone, you don't know what normal is for a minute.
Yeah.
I still have, two arms, two legs, ten fingers.
I know. You're a normal guy.
Big when when I flip through the TV and you know on one channel is one of your movies and you flip a couple more and there's another one. I'm like, well, it's not. You're not a normal everyday guy.
I'm not.
No, yeah, see, you are. Behind all that, you are. We were just discussing, Morgan, about the bucket list, and you know it's something that I think every guy or person as they get older may contemplate. But I sat here and I was thinking, what would I put on a bucket list, which, of course, is the new movie Morgan stars in with Jack Nicholson. And that's a tough question.
Is it?
Well, for me, it is. I sat there just trying to sort of kick it.
You kind of got everything you want and done everything you wanted to do and all that?
Well, but see, my bucket list would be I want my kids to grow up, you know, happy and healthy. I want my family to be happy and healthy. But that's not something that I can just go out and do, like, say, skydiving or things like that.
That's true. And your children, they're young. How old are they?
Going to be 15 and just turned 13.
15 or 13. It's a good time to be worried about them.
So I had heard, and this may not be true, but I had heard that you, when presented with the idea of doing the movie The Bucket List, Morgan, that you said that you would only do it if Jack played opposite you. Is that true or is that just a rumor?
No, that's true. Rob Reiner called me and told me that he had this script and he wanted me to read it because he wanted to do it, but he didn't want to do it if I didn't want to do it. And I read it and I said, okay, I'll do it if we can get Jack Nicholson to play the other part.
Mm-hmm. You've had so many great roles where I would think you obviously get your pick of roles with which to play. What makes you choose a role?
The same thing that makes you finish reading a book.
Yeah.
If you're reading it and it resonates, you know, and there's a character in there that you identify with, or if you identify with the character they ask you to identify with, then it's a go.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman on the phone with us. Andy?
As far as you've been to so many different things in your life, I would imagine I guess one of the best things about being a popular actor, Mr. Freeman, is that you get invited to certain things that you necessarily wouldn't get invited to. And what would be one of those things that you were surprised that you did get invited to?
Well, I was invited to a celebration in Monaco. It's now last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sort of thing that surprises you and makes you feel kind of nice. You know, it's going to be the Prince Albert of Monaco and Nelson Mandela and all of these high muck-de-mucks.
Mucky Mucks. I like that. See, but that gets that goes to the point I made earlier. Like, for me, I have adulation for you as an actor. We love so much of your work, as do so many people. But you are just a normal guy. You're a normal guy that gets up and does the things that everybody else does. And there got to be moments where you go, what am I doing here? I mean, not in a you don't belong there sense, but I can't believe this is happening to me sense.
Right. Absolutely.
Right. Working with Jack Nicholson is one of those kind of things that every actor says is a little intimidating, you know, when they start. But you being such an accomplished actor and, of course, an Oscar winner, I wonder if you ever have those feelings of intimidation or nervousness when acting against somebody else, any actor.
Well, let me just correct that part of it. You never act against anyone. You always act with.
Okay.
And not since 1978. That year, I got called by Jose Ferrer to do a two-character play. Now, that's intimidating.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But, you know, he talked me out of intimidation, finally got me settled down, and we did all right together. And since then, I've sort of felt like, okay, I belong here.
I remember you from the electric company. I remember that was a long, long time ago. Go ahead, Rokio.
Mr. Free, I loved your work in Some of All Fears. I thought that was a great movie, and there's a ton more and everything. But when you're somewhere and somebody recognizes you, what movie role do more people go, I loved you in blank?
Shawshank Redemption. I get that 98% of the time. The other 2% is primarily Driving Miss Daisy. Mm-hmm. And then some others fall behind that, like Kiss the Girls or Seven.
Yeah. Am I the only one, Morgan, that looked at Driving Miss Daisy when all was said? It was really a love story of sorts, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
It's such a great movie. The relationship between your character and Jessica
Daisy
Tanny's.
Daisy Worthen, yeah.
Oh, man, what a beautiful movie.
It was. I had done that as a play for close to a year in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So, It was a sort of a beautiful story. And a few of the nice stories that come out of the South.
I absolutely, you know, it's funny because now when my wife, when we're doing errands and things like that, I'll always use the line, I'm just trying to drive you to the store. I'm one of those lines I just got to use, you know. I'm sorry, but it's such a great line.
Yeah.
Andy, one more time, one more question.
Morgan, was your son in this movie too, The Bucket List?
Yes, my oldest son.
Alfonso?
Yeah, he plays my son.
Was this the first time you've worked together, or
no? He was in Shawshank Redemption.
Oh,
and he was also in Seven.
No kidding!
Wow,
I got to tell you, Mr. Freeman, I have not seen the movie Seven yet, but everybody here in the studio thinks I'm crazy. I just, for some reason, not for any particular reason, I haven't seen it, but I am going to rent it this week and watch it.
We were telling him.
Okay, it was a very. Unique movie, I thought.
Yes.
Great story.
Disturbing a little, but I mean that. Yeah. But therein lies the
uniqueness. I like when Morgan does those type of roles, like the role you did. I believe it was with Ashley Judd. Was it Kiss the Girls?
Yes. Kiss the Girls. Kiss the Girls.
Yeah. I thought you were fantastic.
It's his calm
movie.
Voice that doesn't scare you.
Yes.
Morgan. Well, the Bucket List is in theaters with Jack Nicholson. I know you're on a schedule. Just movies like Unforgiven that you've given us. Just what a great career. It's great to get a chance to talk to you. We wish you all the best, sir.
Thank you so very, very much.
It's a pleasure to get to talk to you. Thank you, Morgan.
Good morning.
You're welcome. Thanks very much. I could talk to that guy all day.
He's
this
so
movies
soothing.
We didn't even cover. You know?
I feel relaxed.
Yeah. It's so soothing.
How about Come Sail Away?
Stop it. Greg was just in a good mood because he's talking to somebody that he loves, and then you have to squash it. Be nice.
Scotty.
Andy.
There you go. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. We will be back on Monday morning, 8 o'clock. We got a huge announcement. Something really cool. You could win. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. Thanks for hanging with Buzz. Archive Friday.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.